Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 14th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe at 34, and we are focusing on politics.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Mr. President, Zimbabwe strongly condemns the use of unilateral economic sanctions as a foreign policy tool to effect regime change. Thus, the illegal economic sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe by the United States and the European Union violate fundamental principles of the United Nations Charter on state sovereignty and non-interference in the domestic affairs of a sovereign state.
And I know that the president continues to live in the past, forgetting that this is a shared responsibility. He has continued to talk of his own personal powers, either to appoint or to call elections, despite the fact that Article 19 is very clear that we have shared authority and that he and I must agree. I'm not in this position by accident. I won an election and I defeated the president in a poll. I have the constitutional responsibility to execute, and Zimbabwe is better served if, as we as leaders, we stick, respect, and adhere to the constitution.
Andikataura hangu zvizhinji nenyaya dzinotaurwa mutroika dziri confidential. Asi panyaya yaZuma ndoda kuti nditi vaZuma vakaita munhu asina njere vakauya kuZimbabwe. Nyaya dzawoshwe namutambara kuti ndiani president dziri kuSupreme Court, inova iyo koti huru yeZimbabwe.
Look, we went to an election which the party I lead prepared for quite thoroughly from our Congress. For almost 2.5 years, we were in the communities, we were in the campaign trail, we were building the party. We covered literally every blade of Zimbabwean grass in our efforts to mobilize people to vote for us. Historically, we had been at this since the formation of the MDC in early 2000. And we lost yet again in an election almost 13 years since the formation of the MDC. And we could not just get up the following day and keep doing the same old things.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe at 34 with a special emphasis on politics.
On Friday, Zimbabwe celebrates its 34th independence, with many agreeing that there is so much polarization in the country. In 1980, there was so much hope that the country would be a shining African star. But for some reason, the independence has turned into a nightmare. They point to Kukurawundi as a bad start for Zimbabwe.
Yet others say President Robert Mugabe brought real independence to Zimbabwe by empowering the ordinary Zimbabweans.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. You can watch that number on your screen right now.
Onguka Gibbs, nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvino munyaya dzezve matongerwe enyika muZimbabwe kubva Zimbabwe zvayakawana kuzvitonga kuzere kubva kuhurumende yeudzvinyiriri yaIan Douglas Smith muna 1980. Tuda kuona kuti tafamba sei kubva 1980 kusvika pari zvino, nekuti musi wechishanu Zimbabwe inenge ichipemberera mazuva makore makumi matatu nemana, 34 years yawana kuzvitonga kuzere. tinoda kunzwa kuti vanhu muri kuona sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzeye zvematongerwo enyika kana kuti politics.
Zimbabwe ke siyakwazi kuti ngolosihlano buyayo lilanga likazibuse ukuti nxa lifika lelo langa siyabe sesile 34 yokuti sesizibusile phela. Kambe ilanga leli lijoni kini khona ngapho lapha elikhona. Selatholani ngelanga leli kumbe alikatholi lutho kukini ukuthi lisitshele ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani. Sizwile kulabanye ke blessing abathi hayi akukho okuningi okwenzakeleyo elizweni. But abanye bathi kukhona ngoba umongameli Robert Mugabe wabisa inkululeko. Inkululeko yangkhona yayibuya isibili siyakwazi ukuthi kwakule zaphu lezanu balwa sibile gangeni babisa ke independence. Kodwa abanye bathi okwabuya kuphela iflag leyi entsha eyakhipha ka Ian Smith. So asikhulumeni lozulisiza ukuthi kutheni.
For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Zimbabwe at 34. And as you know, by now, it's common knowledge, right, that Zimbabwe got its independence from Rhodesia in 1980 on the 18th of April. That's when there were the independence celebrations. You remember Bob Marley came to Zimbabwe. Yes. You know, he went on to release one of his famous songs,
Zimbabwe.
Yes. And from 1980 to 1987, President Mugabe, or Mr. Mugabe rather, was the prime minister. And after 1987, the constitution was changed and he became an executive president. Mm-hmm. So the only leader that Zimbabwe has known since independence is, of course, President Robert Mugabe.
And we see that the 1987 change was due to the fact that ZANU-PF and ZAPU got together in a unity agreement. This agreement followed a lot of fighting between ZAPU and ZANU. And we know that there were so many people that were killed in Midlands and Matabeleland region because of the fire brigade that operated in that area. And we know that Joshua Nkomo, the late vice president, was actually ejected from Zimbabwe because of that problem. But at the end of the day, so people are saying, let's put our heads together to actually, you know, come out with a solution to that problem.
And there was yet another government of national unity, this time between ZANU-PF and the MDC. The three, rather it was ZANU-PF, the MDC formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai, and the other MDC formation led by Washman Ngube. Of course, there were elections last year, and that has since been dissolved, and now it's ZANU-PF that is ruling with a more than two-thirds majority.
You are very right about that blessing. And we know that one party that was in that unity government didn't get a parliamentary seat. The only seat maybe that they have is through this representation kind of arrangement. And I talked to Welshman Ngobe in an in-depth interview. And he said, why not these parties coming together? But he said there was this big tent mentality in which people are saying, come to this big tent. Says, no, the big tent may be having problems. And then at the end of the day, he said, maybe Mr. Tsvangirai cannot lead that kind of coalition, meaning that the opposition maybe is going to be divided for a long, long, long time, blessing.
And I think we are now being joined by political analyst Charles Mangongera. Mr. Mangongera, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening, Gibbs, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
And thank you so much for joining us this evening, Mr. Mangongera. Of course, we are looking at Zimbabwe at 34. Looking at the politics of it, Mr. Mangongera, you're a political scientist yourself. Have we seen many changes, say, from Rhodesia to Zimbabwe?
Well, you know, I think that for those of us that, you know, have been following the narrative and through even the writings of, you know, eminent political scientists, if you have read, you know, Frantz Fanon, you know, he talks about what he calls the pitfalls of national consciousness, where, you know, the oppressor, because, you know, he has oppressed for many years, if not decades, when those that have been oppressed finally gain independence, they have a tendency of mimicking the oppressor. So what we have seen in the case of Zimbabwe is a situation where you know, colonial subjugation, the violence that we saw, you know, around colonialism and even the resistance to majority rule in Zimbabwe, and even, you know, the war of liberation itself, you know, it's been cycles of violence in our body politics, and as a result, you know, after we attain independence, or 34 years after independence, you know, those that have taken the reins of the state, they begin to mimic the oppressor in the sense that we have violence, you know, becoming an entrenched part of the political culture. You have oppression becoming part of the, you know, entrenchment of the political culture. Mm-hmm. So before independence, we talked about the Law and Order Maintenance Act, mm-hmm. you know, back in the 60s and the 70s. Now you can talk about the Public Order and Security Act. Mm-hmm. 34 years after independence, you know, they still... but, you know, you have a situation where the state has to control citizens, mm-hmm. what citizens have to say, where they meet, what time they meet, and the kind of discussion that they have. So I think that, you know, independence to many people, I know that in a few days we are supposed to have national celebrations to mark, you know, 34 years of independence. But, you know, if you go to various communities, except where, you know, they have been chaperoned by the state to say you ought to be celebrating or you ought to be coming to a particular stadium, mm-hmm. to ask an ordinary Zimbabwean whether by their own volition or out of their own volition they are going to be celebrating 34 years of independence. Unfortunately, it's not like that. A lot of people are suffering. You know, many have lost their jobs. Their livelihoods are at stake. And, you know, Zimbabweans are suffering in general, and they have not seen the fruits of independence as they were promised, you know, 34 years ago when we were fighting for majority rule.
Thank you, Mr. Mangongera. And I think we are also being joined by our second guest, Mr. Gadzirai Chirumanzu. He's a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs, if you can.
Yes, Mr. Chirumanzu, we know that on Friday we are celebrating 34 years of independence. What can you say about this day?
Well, this is a day that is very, very important in the lives of blacks in Zimbabwe. That's the day when they attain their independence. And I think the results speak for themselves. In Africa, it is Zimbabwe that is now in total control of its sovereignty and its democracy. Mm-hmm. So it is a day where every Zimbabwe is going to celebrate. Mm-hmm.
But when we look at your achievements as a party, you've been in ruling Zimbabwe for the past 33 and some days. You know, so these years are not a joke. At the end of the day, there are some people who are saying that there's a lot of misrule in Zimbabwe. What is your reaction to that question?
Yeah, of course, yes. Well, individuals have got the right to say what they wanted to say, but it depends on what political platform they are on. Like I said, you know, this is a topic that needs maybe some months for one to lecture on what politics is all about and what ZANU-PF has done for this country. And I think it is important at the present moment to know that in Africa, it is only Zimbabwe as a country, Zimbabwe that was led by ZANU-PF, that has achieved what other countries that got independent before it has achieved. For example, Zimbabwe is now in charge of its resources. It can call shots. It can determine what to do with its resources, full stop. Zimbabwe, last year, that is, Zimbabweans voted for ZANU-PF because of its policies. In summary, that can tell an individual what ZANU-PF is made out of and what Zimbabweans are made out of. Zimbabweans are not fools. They don't pander to the whims of so-called bookish economics or bookish politics, but they are now mature to know and to sift between cream and chaff when it comes to politics. they are now in a position to tell or to understand what democracy means for the black people, not for the world.
Thank you, Mr. Chirumanzi. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, of course, we are talking about Zimbabwe at 34. The nation celebrates its independence on Friday. And we are being joined by our third guest, Mr. Strike Mkandla, who is ZAPU Alternate Secretary General. Mr. Mkandla, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much. Of course, today, Mr. Mkandla, we are talking about politics, Zimbabwe at 34. What have we achieved? What have we not achieved in terms of politics?
Well, we have achieved a lot. The first thing that we achieved was to get the plebiscite. If you remember, the ANC of the 50s and the NDP of 1960, as well as ZAPU, the first thing was demand for one person, one vote. So that was achieved, a majority rule, which Ian Smith and others had made the Declaration of Independence to make sure it didn't happen. So we made it happen as a country in 1980. So that's the biggest achievement. Of course, that comes with the territory. It comes with the dignity of being an independent people, joining the rest of Africa, north of the Zambezi at that point. So it was a very important milestone. But in terms of economic development, of course, in the first few years, there was a lot that was done, particularly to continue the infrastructure and other services that had been built up under the white regime. Built up mostly for their own benefits, but we expanded it in the first few years, particularly in the education and health sector. So there were lots of things that were done at the beginning of our independence. And also, of course, we benefited in terms of the struggle, because we had a lot of goodwill outside the country, and we sent people for training, and Zimbabwe boasts some of the best trained people in, let's say, the whole of Africa, actually, and perhaps in the third world. So we had a lot of achievements.
Thank you, gentlemen. Please do stay on the line. We'll just take a short break and we'll be back with you.
Zimbabwe celebrates its 34th independence anniversary Friday, April 18. Studio 7 invites you to share your thoughts on the day on Facebook or WhatsApp. Send us your audio WhatsApp and we'll play it on the show. Or send us your number and we'll call you to record your message. That number, 001-202-577-5835. Again, 001-202-577-5835. You can also send an email to Studio 7 at voanews.com. Listen out for your message in your voice on Studio 7.
For those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about Zimbabwe at 34. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. I think, Blessing, we've got a caller from South Africa, and this guy is Bosani. Mr. Bosani, how are you?
Fine.
How is South Africa?
No, it's good, it's good.
Yeah, and you are preparing for elections, by the way, right?
Yes, on the 7th of May.
Oh, that sounds good. So tell us, what do you think about the Zimbabwe independence since 1980?
No, you know, I love my country. I love that country very much. So, but my problem is 34 years is too much, yes. But it seems like nothing is happening very much. Why? I don't understand this African child, what's going on.
So what do you think is resulting in that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think, let us not sit down and shoot this thing out.
So if people...
Without war, without pointing fingers. just, yeah, they need to sit down. Seriously.
So do you think that Zimbabwe hasn't achieved nothing since independence? Let's say one man, one vote and stuff like that?
No, it's not that they haven't achieved nothing, but the thing is, independence is good. They did achieve independence, but at the end of the day, independence without economy, then it's like nothing.
What are your wishes, Mr. Bulsani, in terms of independence?
What are wishes? I wish to see, as an African child, to see that country grow, as I know it from that. It used to be bread and butter for Africa, but now it's like, really, I don't want to talk about it.
So how possible is it to achieve that kind of goal? You know, how possible is it?
I don't know really. I don't have an idea. But what I wish is for all the leaders, African leaders, just to sit down and try to sort this hundred thing out.
Do you see any unity between, let's say, the opposition parties, most probably towards 2018?
No, I don't see unity there. I see pointing of fingers.
And my last question is, there was some kind of civil strife in, Zimbabwe in the 1980s. How best can Zimbabwe actually tackle that situation?
Really, I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't know how they can sort that one out. But if, I know it was terrible, but let's just bury this past tense and just try and move on.
Okay, thank you so much and have a lovely evening.
Come again?
Thank you so much and have a lovely evening.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Of course, we also encourage our listeners to take advantage of Facebook, WhatsApp. You can also email us, studio7@voanews.com. And we have several messages on WhatsApp. Let's start with Terence. Terence anoti, vamugabe vaifanira kuratidza ukuru hwavo nekupawo vamwe chigaro cheo president. Azviratidze rusununguko kwatiri kana iwo vachingozvita iwo vega mutungamiri kubva 1980. Zvave kushota kuramba tichiona munhu mumwe chete asingadi kupawo vamwe utungamiri ushe madzoro unoravanwa. Then we have my Sandra in Botswana who also says ushe madzoro, and Farai says it's better to return us back to colonial rule. Kare munhu waisungirwa kutora chitupa nekuenda kuchikoro, iko zvino wava kusungirwa kubhadhara chioko muhomwe kuti uwane zvinhu izvozvo. Mugabe nga retire. Zimbabwe is worse now. Zimbabwe is worse now with Mugabe than with Smith. When I participated in the liberation struggle, I thought it will liberate us all, but the opposite is true. This is from retired Major Moyo. Then we have Mapfumo, who says, though Zimbabwe attained independence in 1980, political freedom existed only when there was no strong political opposition in the country. The first leaders thought Zimbabwe would continue, felt threatened by the colonialists, hence the need to rally behind our liberators. Calverton says, we are not independent at all. 34 years without changing a president, it is a joke, and we are being suppressed just like in the days of Ian Smith. Tinashe says, the politics in Zimbabwe, one should have freedom of choice rather than what is happening now. And Tongai says, my sentiments are ZANU-PF under the leadership of Mr. Mugabe has never been bothered to advance and protect democratic processes, but rather power consolidation without the mandate of the people. Ken Muyambo says the majority of the people of Zimbabwe voted for Robert Mugabe because he is better than Tsvangirai. Gibbs, I think you have someone on
We've
Facebook?
Got some messages on Facebook, and the first message is from Denford, who says there's no change in Zimbabwe. Then we've got Samuel Zininga, who writes, I don't see our country exercising good governance at all. There's lack of political will from the two major political parties. After the inclusive government, I thought the president would bury his political differences and consider some opposition candidates for ministerial posts. Zimbabwe politicians don't put people first, especially ZANU-PF. They are only good at talking. Then I've got a message from Tinashe, who writes, there is no need of celebrating independence in Zimbabwe. Nothing has been done since independence.
Regatiende kune mumwe muteereri ari parunhare. Mukoma Joseph Makadi.
Yeah, zvirinane mavadii zvenyu.
Tiripo, dzorai volume radio yenyu, hatizonzwana ninenge yakuita maungira.
Alright.
Taura henyu tinzwe, muri kuona sei nyaya independence?
Nyaya independence, inini independence yakanaka chose. Inotaura maererano nezvekuti takasunungurwa maererano nokurwisana nevarungu. Asi chaakunetsa iye zvino ndechekuti vacho vakanga vachiti vari kurwa hondo vari kudzokera zvimwe chetezvo kudzvanyirwa kwatakanga tichiitwa kwacho kwangodzoka kuiko semusemu nezvavari kuita. Saka hazvitaridzi kuti ingaremekedzeka independence nokuti inoda vanhu vakasununguka. Tinoona nenyika dzatakagara kunoku dzakarwawo hondo senyika dzedu. Tinoona ruremekedzo rukuru kwazvo kumunhu wese ari munyika iyeye kutadza kuti akasununguka ari munyika make. Kubva nyika ichitanga takaona zvichinzi kwakuda kuti munhu wese ngaachidzidza chikoro. Uye kuchavakwa zvikoro, asi hana kumboona zvikoro zvakavakwa nehurumende. Taitotanga isusu tiri kumusha tichinzi vabereki vedu ndaforo nezvitinha kuti zvikoro zviwane kuvakwa. Saka kusununguka kwacho hatina kumbokuona nenyaya yekuti kuno kwatiri kune dzimwe nyika kuno hakuna kana mubereki anosungirwa kudzi ngaaite zvinoita kuti chikoro chivakwe. Gavhumendi inongoita zvinhu zvayo semaitiro ayo kuti tiitaridze kuti vanhu vasununguka iye zvino vakubatsirwa nehurumende yavakarwira kuti nyika inzi yasununguka. Saka iye zvinezvi independence tinoiti yakanaka, asi haina inozoshata nenyaya yekuti vanoitungamirira vacho vanobva vazvitora sekuti ndezvevanhu vakarwa hondo chete, yeti ndezvevanhu vazhinji. Wese asina kurwa hondo neakarwa hondo takafanana nenyaya yekuti ivo vacho vakanga vachitorwa hondo kuti vawane chikafu vachienda kuhondo vaiwana muvabereki vedu vakanga vakagara mudzimba imomo vachiuya vachiurayisa dzimombe vachiita. Saka hazvitaridze kuti independence yakanaka nokuda kwokuti maitiro evanoitungamirira acho haana kururama.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joseph.
Tinotenda.
Of course, Joseph is bitter that those who fought in the Liberation War have not done enough to ensure that the majority of the population do enjoy the fruits of independence.
Mr. Mangongera, do you think that's the case, the present government is not taking care of the people?
Well, I think that certainly I agree. You know, if you go back to 1980, at the time we attained independence, if you look at the euphoria that was there, you know, through song and dance, you can talk about that, you know, a memorable Bob Marley show that we all refer to, that song, Every Man Has Got a Right to Determine His Own Destiny. Then even our own local artists, you know, Vanamukanya, they were singing Hona Jiruzeva Japera. Then, you know, Oliver Mtukudzi, Mandia Kangaya Tambarara, Ikaisa Muskweno Kokoko, all these songs. They were demonstrating the excitement that was there. But you know, if you go back today and ask some of these people, even Mukanya himself, he is now speaking against corruption in this kind of society that we have created. We have created a society where individuals feel they are entitled to certain benefits. We have not managed to build a nation state with values. We have built a nation state, or you know, a state that believes in individual profit and individual benefit. Those salaries that people have been earning, Wanakat Bedube and so forth, we have not created institutions that make sure that it's the people that benefit. We have created conditions for individuals to benefit. You see,
Mr. Mangongera, we'll come back to you. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Chirumanzu, and also Mr. Mkandla, please do stay on the line. We just want to take this opportunity to thank our radio listeners. But as you know by now, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and click on Live Talk. Saying good night to our radio listeners, this is Blessing Zulu.
Now, if you want to keep on listening, tune like whatever Blessing is saying, www.voazimbabwe.com.
The Voice of America!